Well, good morning and welcome to all those young and young at heart and folks joining us online and on the radio. So today's scripture is from Luke 14, and it's kind of a curious scripture. It's going to talk a lot about cost. It's going to talk a lot about cost. And I think we can relate to, as we've seen, a whole lot of costs go up as we're trying to feed families, etc. Now, I know we're Presbyterians, but I should at least get an amen for that one. Thank you. So, it's talking about the cost of discipleship. Now, what is, in your words, what do you think discipleship is?
To follow.
Okay. To follow. To follow Jesus, to follow God, right? And so this scripture talks a lot about the costs of that, but we have to be careful what the scripture is saying and what the scripture is not saying. It's not saying that, like, let's say, for example, we pay the cost of admission to watch Kinsey play for Scotland High and win some games, right? So it's not saying that kind of cost. We don't pay our dues here on earth, and then we're awarded with a ticket to heaven, right? How are we welcomed to heaven? What allows us to be welcomed into heaven?
I guess our faith.
That's right. Our faith, our love, and God's grace. It's God's grace that allows us to be able to look forward to being with the body of believers and to being with God. So it's more like cost, like the hard cost, like when we're going to the grocery store and yet again we see how beef has gone up in price, right? These kind of costs that cost us things as we struggle to be Christians. So give me examples of how you have to live differently when you're at a search at high school, when you're finishing up middle school. How do you have to live differently as a student, as a Christian?
You need to be kind even when people aren't.
Okay, that's a great example. For example, we have to be kind when others around us are not. Don't worry, that's the end of the quizzing today. So, so exactly. So Jesus allows us to be who we need to be within God and to be how we need to be in God, the who and the how. So as we think about the scripture and we think about the costs, think about how amazing it was that Jesus wants to give us this information. We see examples today of people who want to manipulate people, telling them that they're going to make everything okay, period. Just put your faith and idea behind them and they'll make it all okay. Jesus is not saying that. Jesus is saying that there are going to be some costs to following him, to following God. And we need to be prepared for that. All right, let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you that you are a loving God who came to struggle and came to suffer with us. Lord, thank you for your guidance. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the opportunity to follow you. And we pray for courage, and we pray for your care in that endeavor while we struggle with the costs of following you here on earth. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Noren, for that good word. Let us join our hearts.